WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, gorgeous souls. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking your inner badass. Welcome back to Feminine Mystique, Powerful Woman Energy Daily, where we dive deep into the juicy stuff that makes us feel alive, empowered, and ready to conquer the world. Today, we're talking about something so fundamental, it's easy to overlook. Nourishing your body and soul. We're not just talking kale smoothies and yoga poses, although those are fab. It's about cultivating a holistic approach to well-being that goes beyond the surface. Because let's be real, ladies, we can't pour from an empty cup. We gotta refill that thing with goodness, both inside and out. Ready to dive in? Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you nourish your body and soul like a pro. 1. Food is fuel, not the enemy. Ditch the diet mentality. Food isn't the enemy, it's the fuel that powers our amazing bodies and minds. Focus on whole, unprocessed foods that make you feel energized and vibrant. Think fruits, veggies, lean protein, and healthy fats. Listen to your body's cues. When are you truly hungry? What makes you feel good after eating? That's the key. 2. Move your body with joy. Exercise doesn't have to be a chore. Find activities that light you up, whether it's dancing, hiking, swimming, or even just taking a brisk walk in nature. The goal is to move your body in ways that feel good and leave you feeling energized, not drained. 3. Prioritize self-care rituals. Life can get crazy, but carving out time for self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. What brings you joy? A long bath with essential oils? Reading a captivating book? Spending time in nature? Make these rituals non-negotiable and watch your stress levels plummet. 4. Cultivate mindfulness. Pay attention to the present moment. Notice your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. Practice deep breathing exercises, meditation, or journaling, whatever helps you stay grounded and connected to yourself. When we're mindful, we can make more conscious choices that nourish our bodies and souls. 5. Embrace connection. We are social creatures. Nurture meaningful relationships with loved ones. Connect with friends who uplift you, join communities that share your passions, or volunteer your time to make a difference. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like there just aren't enough hours in the day to take care of everything and everyone else? I get it, but trust me, making time for these key areas, nourishing your body, honoring your emotions, moving your body with joy, and connecting with others, is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Think about that friend who always seems to radiate this inner glow, this undeniable energy. They're probably practicing some of these principles themselves. They know that taking care of themselves isn't selfish, it's the foundation for living a truly fulfilling life. Let me share a quick example. Picture your best friend, let's call her Sarah. Sarah is constantly stressed, juggling work, family, and social commitments. She barely has time to eat, she's always on the go, and she rarely takes time for herself. Sound familiar? Then one day, Sarah decides to prioritize self-care. She starts taking 30-minute walks in nature each morning, she makes sure to eat nourishing meals, and she even dedicates an hour each week to doing something she truly enjoys, painting. Within a few weeks, Sarah notices a difference. She feels more energized, less stressed, and more focused. She's sleeping better, her relationships are stronger, and she's overall happier. See? It's not magic, it's about making conscious choices that nourish your entire being. So, my amazing listeners, what will you do today to prioritize your body and soul? Remember, even small steps can make a big difference. Fuel your body with goodness, move your body with joy, carve out time for self-care, cultivate mindfulness, and nurture your connections. You deserve it. Keep shining bright, gorgeous souls. Until next time, remember to be kind to yourself, embrace your power, and always keep striving for greatness. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little reminder of their own awesomeness. And as always, leave a review and let me know what you think. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.